Pushkin.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today. Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase. Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1st, 2024. Terms and more at applecard.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Paul Muldoon. Before we get to this episode, I wanted to let you know that you can binge all 12 episodes of McCartney, A Life in Lyrics right now, ad-free, by becoming a Pushkin Plus subscriber. Find Pushkin Plus on the McCartney, A Life in Lyrics show page in Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm/plus.
The castle's last words,
yes,
was a dare.
Drink to me, drink to my health.
Dustin Hoffman said to me, can you write a song about anything? I said, well, I don't know, maybe, you know. He said, just a minute, and he ran upstairs. He came back down with a newspaper article about the death of Picasso. And he said, see what Picasso's last words were? But his last words to his friends were, drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore.
Yeah, drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink.
I'm Paul Muldoon. For a while now, I've been fortunate to spend time with one of the greatest songwriters of the era.
And will you look at me? I'm going on tour. I'm actually a performer.
That is Sir Paul McCartney. We worked together on a book looking at the lyrics of more than 150 of his songs. And we recorded many hours of our conversations.
It was like going back to an old snapshot album. Looking back on work I hadn't ever analysed.
This is McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, a masterclass, a memoir, and an improvised journey with one of the most iconic figures in popular music. In this episode, Picasso's last words, drink to me. McCartney met Dustin Hoffman on a 1973 trip to Montego Bay, Jamaica, where Hoffman and Steve McQueen were filming the historical prison drama Papillon. Hoffman had invited Paul and his wife Linda to his home for a dinner party. And after dinner, the actor issued the songwriter a musical challenge. He read him an article that had been published in Time magazine earlier that year.
Right up to the end, Picasso lost no time. The day before he died had been a day like many others at Notre-Dame de Vie, his hilltop villa at Mougins on the French Riviera. Late in the afternoon, the artist had taken a walk in the little park that surrounds his sprawling stone house overlooking the reddish foothills of the Maritime Alps.
It was a dare. Hoffman wanted to know if the legendary musician really could make music from anything.
So he said, could you write a song about that? I said, I don't know. I did happen to have my guitar with me. So I hit a chord and started singing a melody to those words. And he was flabbergasted. His then wife, so he's not with her anymore, Annie, I think it was. He said, Annie, come here, listen to this. Look at this, I just gave him this, and listen, he's got the song.
Grand old painter died last night. His painting's on the wall.
Later that evening, Picasso and his wife, Jacqueline, entertained friends for dinner. Picasso was in high spirits.
Before he went, he bade us well and said good night to us all.
Drink to me. Drink to my health, he urged.
Drink to me, drink to my health.
You know I can't drink anymore.
You know I can't drink anymore.
At 11:30, he rose from the table and announced, and now I must go back to work.
You know I can't drink anymore.
In an interview, Hoffman recounted what it was like to see McCartney write the song before his eyes.
I swear by all that's holy that he began singing this song of the story that I had just told him about Picasso. It just came out of him. Drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore. 3 o'clock in the morning. It's right under childbirth in terms of great events of my life. I mean, I was at the birth of something. The fact is that he didn't come back the next day. He didn't even start fiddling around. It was literally immediate. I finished the story and he strummed his guitar.
It was a sort of, you know, can you write this? It was almost, he set me a little task. And I liked the words. So then I thought, well, I've got to kind of set it up. The grand old painter. Tired last night, his painting's on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Before he went, he bade us well and said goodnight to us all. So then, that's his quote.
May I just say something about that? We're talking about drama earlier on.
Mm.
You know, the fact that the speaker of the song is in the scene is very important, right?
Yeah.
Because he bade us well.
That's
it's
right,
not he bade them well.
Before he went, he bade us well.
And when it's us well, the beauty of that is, I suppose, that not only is the speaker involved, but they bring in the listener. So we're all there immediately.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it like that, but that's true, yeah.
In recent weeks, he had been working especially hard preparing for a big show of his latest paintings at the Pope's Palace in Avignon in May. On this night, before he went to bed, he painted until 3 a.m.
3 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting ready for bed.
I suppose that one could set, one could musicalize, quote unquote, any sentence in the English language. Maybe not any, but many.
Yeah.
I mean, the language has its own intrinsic musicality, I suppose. How often...
The quote.
Yes.
Picasso's quote.
Yes. Yeah. How often does the rhythm of the words themselves influence how the, let's call it, the melody might turn out?
Yeah. All the time.
All the time. Okay.
I think it's just all the time. Mm-hmm. You want to get something that rolls along naturally. and that's interesting at the same time, but that fits with the music you're hearing with it. So sometimes you have to alter a word because it just doesn't quite work with the meter. Mm-hmm. So you look for something that says the same thing, but just is an alternate word. Maybe it's now it's a two-syllable word instead of the one-syllable word that didn't work, or the other way around.
But I'll be waiting for you, baby. I'll be waiting for you there.
So, yeah, it's very important that the rhythm sounds natural. Mm-hmm. When it isn't, it kind of sticks out like a sore thumb. And you know how they stick out.
Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase. Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1st, 2024. Terms and more at applecard.com. Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Life in Lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora: to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, musora.com, to start a new musical journey today. Hello, hello. This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. Let me tell you an unconventional story about a healthcare group that wanted to improve their efficiency. Boston Children's Hospital. They were already a leading pediatric facility. Their patient outcomes, workflows, and delivery of care were already great. But they wondered, how can we make it better? So the hospital got to work. Their idea was to build what they called clinical mobility, meaning a system which would allow their staff to access information and interact with patients on mobile devices anywhere in the hospital. And what made that possible? 5G. The hospital rebuilt their entire system with 5G technology at its core. That infrastructure now supports thousands of phones and tablets so practitioners can communicate with patients on a whole new level. Boston Children's also made sure the system could flex and scale to handle medical advancements like robotic surgery and virtual reality for training and research. This was worlds away from how they had previously operated. This innovative work hasn't gone unnoticed, first by patients, but also by their peers. Boston Children's was a first place winner in the industry category at last year's Unconventional Awards from T-Mobile for Business, an event that celebrates customers who've dared to innovate for the sake of innovation. If the Boston Children's story rings a bell with you, if your team has asked the same questions about building a better business solution, I encourage you to enter this year's awards. It's a great way to be recognized for smart, disruptive thinking in front of some of your industry's most influential leaders. You can enter at tmobile.com/unconventionalawards. That's tmobile.com/unconventionalawards. I'll save you a seat.
Paul McCartney took inspiration from everywhere. talking to him that day, I remembered a poem by the 17th century poet Ben Jonson. It had been covered by Johnny Cash.
Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine.
Would you have been conscious of Ben Jonson's or some version of Ben Jonson's song, Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes, or whatever it is?
Yes.
It's sort of in
ancient,
there.
Yes. Ancient. Drink to me only with thine eyes, yes, and I will drink to thee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it. I mean, yeah, I didn't think of that because the whole thought here was just the challenge of doing it for Dustin,
mm-hmm,
you know. So I was just concentrated on the words he stuck in front of me. And I think what was nice was that he'd obviously seen it, stroke heard it, as melodic.
So he recognized it probably had possibility.
Yeah, he recognized the, I think, don't you, if you think about it, you know, he's an actor anyway.
Well, that's right. So, he's a singer, really. I mean, he's a vocalist.
He knows rhythm, mm-hmm, of words.
Right.
And I think when he read the quote, most people would probably think, wow, oh, so that's what he said.
Mm.
But I think Dustin, I'm guessing here, but I would guess that he would think, oh, no, this flows beautifully. Drink to me. Drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore. Bum, ba, bum, bum, ba, bum, ba, 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 ba. You know, there's like a nice little mathematical equation.
Well, that's
so, yeah, so it was a pleasure. It was a great pleasure to do it, just to show off.
Drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore.
Dustin Hoffman remembered reading the article about Picasso's last words and talking with Paul McCartney about the famous painter.
And I was so struck by that sentence that I thought, well, he must mean that he can't drink anymore because he doesn't want to get too high because he has to go back and work. And in some strange way, you know, I can't drink anymore also means it's the last time I'm going to be doing this with my friends because I'm going to die in a few hours.
Drink to me, drink to my health, you know.
I like that it was probably just something ordinary that was said earnestly, you know, farewell to his friends. Well, it becomes his last words, then it becomes a quote in an article, then Dustin reads it and makes it more than a quote and suggests it's a poem, it's a lyric. And he shows it to me, and I agree with his suggestion, and I put music to it. So it's a nice little way for things to happen.
The song starts with the story of Picasso's last words, but after a minute or two, it splinters into a montage. Among other things, there's a clip from an advertisement for a French tourism service offering French language programs and farmhouses available for visitors to rent. Picasso lived much of his life in France, but it's not immediately obvious what the connection is in the song. Why does the song move into such abstraction? One might wager that it was a painterly choice by McCartney. He himself is a photographer and painter, and he's learned a thing or two about abstract art from other practitioners, especially the Dutch-American expressionist Willem de Kooning.
When I started painting, for years before, I'd had this idea that It must be meaningful, the painting. It just had to have some significant meaning. And it stopped me completely. I could never paint. I'm going, what significant idea am I coming up with? I'm looking at the garden, that's lovely, but it's not really significant. So it stopped me. And then I met de Kooning, and I asked him about what one of his paintings was. And he said, I don't know, it looks like a couch, huh? Mm-hmm. And I just thought, Jesus. And it blew my mind open. In this context, and in the song context, this idea of it not having to mean something is quite liberating.
We can hear this liberation in the second half of Picasso's last words. The song departs from its initial subject, veering into samples from other songs on the album Band on the Run. The first is from Wings' hit single, Jet.
When did you know, or did you ever know that Jet was going to be a hit?
When it came to Jet, or Man on the Run, I had loads of tricks that I could use. Now, one of the tricks with Jet is shouting, Jet! That works.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a good opener for any song.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! Choose a word, you know, run! You better get out of here. Run! It works. It's the shouting.
It's funny you should say that now, because I was reading a review yesterday, I think, of a new translation of Beowulf, and the first word of Beowulf is something like what? And they think, you know, there are various ideas as to what that means.
It's jet.
No, seriously. That it was meant to represent, I think, at some level, the first strum on the lyre for the poet kicking off. But it's a not dissimilar idea. It's
almost, hear ye.
Yeah.
Jet was actually the name of a pony we had.
Yes.
A little Shetland pony that we had for the kids.
Jet.
The other sample is in the outro, which borrows from Mrs. Vanderbilt, that upbeat track from Band on the Run about McCartney's rejection of an aristocratic lifestyle.
We used to get asked when we were first in the Beatles, are you worried that you've joined the establishment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't know. We thought it was a club, which it was in London.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we didn't really know what they meant. And we knew what they meant. Were you worried you've gone a bit society?
Yeah, you weren't a desperado.
Yeah, you know, that's right. And it was like, no, we're not. We know a few posh people, yeah, but... To me, that's it. Mrs. Vanderbilt embodied richness.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a famous, like, Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm.
If you needed to refer, you know, quiz programs, give me five rich people's names. It would have been Vanderbilt, Rockefeller, Getty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's certain ones you just know
because
they're in the newspapers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what she was. And... my idea is, it's the same throwing over of the rules. I don't want that. I know it's money, it's rich and everything, but what comes with it is bothersome.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Life in Lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora: to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, musora.com, to start a new musical journey today. Hello, hello, Malcolm Gladwell here from Revisionist History. If you've watched a professional tennis match recently, you'll know that fans had this amazing new tool at their disposal. It was created by the consulting company Infosys and the Association of Tennis Professionals. It's an immersive 3D viewing experience for tennis fans, which allows them to watch matches from new angles, get real-time statistics, and better understand the inner workings of the game and its athletes. Basically, a completely new, data-driven way to appreciate a tennis match. It's been a huge hit, and I'm proud to say that the Infosys tennis platform earned first place in the customer experience category at the Unconventional Awards from T-Mobile for Business, an event held at Mobile World Congress in Las Vegas that celebrates customers who've boldly innovated for the sake of meaningful change. And I think it's important to point out that innovation like this doesn't just require a great idea and exploit some great underlying technology. It takes courage. Because tennis is a game with a long history and some pretty powerful traditions. I mean, you can only wear white at Wimbledon. Still, it's the 21st century. And here was an idea that said we can dramatically change the way a fan watches a match. We can feed them data. We can allow them to see things they could never see before with the naked eye, or even conventional camera angles. If you want to turn a world upside down, you have to have a pretty strong backbone. That's a lot of what the T-Mobile for Business Unconventional Awards are all about. Finding people and companies who show that kind of boldness. I encourage you to enter. It's a fantastic event and a great way to be recognized for your brave, outside-the-box thinking in front of the industry's most influential leaders, and an even better way to say, I told you so. You can enter by July 31st at tmobile.com/unconventionalawards. That's tmobile.com/unconventionalawards. See you there.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
The connection between Picasso's dying words, a French tourism manual, a character based on a Shetland pony, and an American aristocrat is not particularly clear. Beyond the context of the music, the meaning is slippery.
So they're bits from other songs. Has the notion of all songs being one song?
All songs.
Yeah. I'm prompted partly because in the literary sphere, strictly literary sphere, Wallace Stevens thinks of his poems as being one poem. The whole of harmonium, he calls it. It's all one thing. It's as if he spent his whole life writing one big poem. Mm. I mean, obviously they're discrete, they're about separate things, but, I mean, does it mean anything to you at all that Stevens might have thought in those terms? that you're doing one song? Your life is about writing one song, or is that just too crazy and fanciful?
You know, it's a bit of a stretch for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because my stuff's quite varied, and I think that kind of suggests it isn't one song.
Right.
It's a lot.
Right.
A lot of them. They don't neatly fit together. You know, if you've got something like Hi, Hi, Hi next to Eleanor Rigby, there's quite a difference.
Like many songs in McCartney's catalogue, Picasso's Last Words doesn't strive for cohesion. It brings together fragments to juxtapose them. The edges between the samples are sharp. It's a form of musical cubism, the very style that Picasso pioneered. Picasso's Last Words, Drink to Me, from Wings' album Band on the Run, released in 1973. In the next episode...
I love you.
I was being accused of just writing silly love songs and was in danger of starting to buy into this idea that you should just be a bit tougher and a bit more worldly. But then I suddenly realised that's exactly what love is, it's worldly.
A polemical love song to the skeptics. That's next time on McCartney, A Life in Lyrics. McCartney, A Life in Lyrics is a co-production between iHeartMedia, MPL, and Pushkin Industries.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today. The tradition of breaking tradition continues with the return of the Unconventional Awards from T-Mobile for Business at Mobile World Congress. This is an event that celebrates innovators whose bold actions took their industries to new places. If that sounds like you and you're a T-Mobile for Business customer, enter today. If you win, you'll be publicly honored among some of the most influential leaders in industry. And me, I'll be there too. Enter now at tmobile.com/unconventional awards. See you there.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.